Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio, morelikeradio.com. A little bit of a late start tonight.
A little bit.
Just a slight.
The house band won't quiet down.
Let me just give them the signal. Okay, they got the signal.
They got the signal?
Oh, yeah, good. Look at that. See how quick that worked from me pointing my finger?
Isn't it amazing how they quiet their drums like that?
It's amazing. I didn't know it's incredible. They could fade with their drumsticks.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's the talent is what that is.
It's sheer, utter, raw talent.
Raw talent.
Just like you're hearing now.
Yeah.
And professionalism.
Professional talent.
At 723.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are listening live, that was a show I did 2 weeks ago with the great Joe Conti. If you were very frustrated, not knowing where that Metallica conversation was going, you could download that show at morelikeradio.com or subscribe to them on iTunes.
Because I wanted to hear where he was going, because he made a good point.
Joe Conti always makes good points.
Mm-hmm.
He absolutely does. Before we get started, I want to say hi to the two Ians.
Oh.
Our listener friend, Ian, and our comic guest, Ian, who comes down. You want me to grab one for you? You got it? Okay. Now, Ian was going to be down here. Ian Lazarus.
Comic Ian.
Right. He was going to be down tonight, but he had to go to a Pearl Jam screening.
Which I'm shocked you're not at.
I was just going to say, if you're asking why, well, here's what it is. It's their new concert film, but it's more of a documentary. And if it was about the band, that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But quick Pearl Jam history on their films. Do you want to explain to the new listeners what it means when I say quick story?
It means the next 20 minutes are Pearl Jam.
And babbling.
All Pearl Jam.
No, I'll be quick.
And five videos of Pearl Jam.
You know, when you really love a band, of course, you
of
like
course.
A great live concert released on DVD or Blu-ray, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last time they did that was 2003. It's actually from
long
the
time.
Garden, and I was at the show. They released a full concert, just one show. Was awesome, right? Since then, they released one in 2007, but it was more of, again, documentary plus. So it was like behind the scenes, them figuring out songs before, you know, showing the place where they were playing in Italy and the fans, and then they would show the songs. But it wasn't a full concert.
Yeah.
Right. So what's coming out, and the screening Ian is at now, it's Let's Play 2 when they played Wrigley Field. I think 2 years ago, two nights in a row. It was the year the Cubs won.
Okay.
That's the extent of my sports knowledge on this subject.
Cubs won.
I couldn't tell you who the fuck they were playing.
They won their baseball match.
Yes. And, people caught the ball at the right places. So don't spit that out, please.
They scored more goal units than the opposition team.
The numbers next to their logo were higher than the other people's on the screen. That's what I know. So
you're such a sportsman.
I am. So the film, from what I've heard, unfortunately, it's more about Eddie Vedder's upset because he grew up in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
His love for the Cubs
and
playing at Wrigley Field. And they're showing songs from the two nights in a row.
Oh, he was a Chicago guy?
Briefly.
I didn't know that.
Then California.
Oh, all right.
So you don't get me started. I'll give you all this.
I know you will. I know.
So it, and you know how Pearl Jam, I've talked about seeing them live maybe once or twice, Dan.
I think it came up once.
May have.
Yeah.
But they change their set list every night. So my point is two nights they filmed with like 15 fucking cameras.
Mm-hmm.
All those songs, different, most of them, because it's two nights and
right.
They change their set. But the majority of the film is going to be focused, it sounds like, on Eddie Vedder and the Cubs winning, as opposed to a Pearl Jam concert.
Maybe they're going to release the concert as well.
Well, they're going to release the soundtrack.
All right.
So it's a double LP is coming out.
And, okay.
But not the full show of either. Which a lot of Pearl Jam fans, including myself, are not very happy with.
Have you voiced your concerns via Twitter or email?
If I were to do it anywhere, it would be the Pearl Jam 10 Club Forum.
Of course. That's silly of me.
That I'm a member of.
Of course.
I pay my yearly dues.
I'm sure you do.
I get my holiday 7-inch vinyl every year in the mail.
I bet you get 7 inches.
More. But, yeah, that's where the threads are. But, anyway, that's why Ian can't join us. And I can't wait, because I told him to text me when it's over. Let me know if it's that sort of film or more concert-based. And I really, really hope that it sucks. because he had to cancel tonight to be at this
screening.
That's true. Screening.
I know. It's the only reason. I'm looking longingly at the empty chair.
And you know I'm a giant Pearl Jam fan, but
I know.
I'm hoping this sucks just because Ian's not here tonight.
I know. Ian, I hope you're having a shitty night.
Exactly.
Because I'm here without you.
Right.
I'm here without you.
What are you trying to say about me?
What? No, you're here.
Glad you noticed.
Yeah. Thank you. You're the guy I was talking to just now.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Well, sad news today.
Oh.
Sad news. Hugh Hefner is dead.
He's dead.
91.
God, we should all be allowed to have 91 Hugh years.
I was walking through the waiting room where they have a TV at work, and you know the local news was covering it, and it was just wrapping up the story, and it was, you know, back to whoever, like the weather guy, and oh boy, did he live a good life, ha ha, and then he like laughs so hard and pauses and like blushes and has to explain himself. It's like he had to clear up. I'm not saying, like, you know, sex with a lot of different girls
not,
is good.
I'm not objectifying any women.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
But that's the point we're at.
The man liked women. I don't. I mean, I do, but only in the correct way that's acceptable.
Right. But that's the point we're at with this PC nonsense where the guy on TV can't just.
And to apologize.
He didn't apologize. But you can see he immediately panicked with his nervous laughter. And
like he was the only one who ever read a Playboy ever.
Right. And, you know, had to defend. He goes,
gotta read those articles.
Well, you know, it was a full life. He did leave a full life.
Did he have multiple hot women? I didn't even know that.
I just meant 91 years.
Yeah, 91 years is just good.
That's all.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
91 years in a gutter would be fine.
I heard he was a publisher, and that's nice.
That's nice. Good. He's chasing a dream.
Right.
It's important.
I'm not sure how it worked out for him.
Hope it went well.
Fucking jerk off.
Heard he had a mansion.
Everyone likes mansions. It's a good life.
I wouldn't know about the parties at the mansion. I don't know there are parties at the mansion.
No idea.
What's a mansion?
Not like I wanted to be invited to them.
Back to you, Ken.
Sorry, but you still haven't done the weather. Oh.
It's shitting in my pants. Back to you.
So Dan and I were talking about this before the show, and I got to thinking, one of the first times I saw porn as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dan and I are in our early 30s. And
yes.
I'm in my early 30s.
I'm 36. I'm not far from you. But
no.
Right. Go ahead.
But
please continue.
But it was, you know, in our day, as us old folks
back
say,
in our day, we didn't have the fancy interwebs.
No. Magazines were the first.
That was the shit.
I mean, eventually, you worked your way up to VHS, which
to work your way up to that. And you started with
it
magazine.
It took years.
That you either stole from somewhere or you found it in the woods. That was the only way.
Well, I'll never forget. I did have a woods-type story. There was a construction site by one of my friend's houses, some lumber yard.
Uh-huh.
And they were fucking soaked from the rain.
Right.
But we managed the fucking amount of labor we put into peeling those pages apart without them ripping apart, you know, and getting stuck to the other page so you lose the image.
I'm just picturing, like, them all hung on clothespins, like, all over the room.
Dude,
like,
we did ceiling.
Like a dark room. What do they call this? Dark room.
Yeah.
Dark room. Yeah. Like one of those.
With the red light on.
Yeah, that sounds like a
shitty
horror.
Don't open the door!
It sounds like a shitty horror movie. I don't know.
It probably is.
Dark room.
I think that is.
It probably is. We should watch it on Netflix live.
We're going to do that.
Okay.
Can we announce that?
Sure.
Let's announce the plan we don't have. Dan and I are going to do this very original thing.
Yeah, no one's ever thought of it.
No. We're just going to hang out on that couch over there.
The one that we film porn on.
Some have dubbed it the porn couch, much to my chagrin. It's not a
porn couch. It's a black leather couch, since I don't know if the video feed's going through.
It's you can see the very top of it right there. It's more of a dark brown.
All right.
Regardless, Dan and I will be sitting on the couch and watching the big screen, as I call it.
Yeah.
Because it is 100 inches. And we'll be screening whatever random. I think we should not watch it beforehand.
No, it has to be some garbage movie.
It's got to be really.
It's such an original idea no one's ever come up with. I'm surprised.
I know. You're really a genius. You're the one who brought this up.
Yeah.
It would be, you know, one of those shitty. I have one in mind. It's in my list. Only because Chloe Sevigny is in it.
Oh, okay.
And I fucking love her.
Mm-hmm.
Not her acting, just, you know.
Right.
Everything else.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing else.
Playboy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get back to it, I promise. And we'll be doing some commentary.
Yes.
While we all, like you listeners,
yeah,
watch the film together. And it'll be fun.
And we'll have a learning experience.
Absolutely. Well, we just do this for educational purposes.
So glad we invented that idea. Nobody else ever had it.
Yeah, I mean, it might be 2 weeks from now. Who knows?
I feel like a show like, if somebody made a show like that, it could have lasted like a decade.
It could have.
And
but
then
the
come
point
back
is,
on Netflix recently.
We got to do this soon.
But it didn't.
I don't want anyone else to do it before us.
Yeah, especially not in the late 80s.
No.
It'd be terrible.
Well, they'd have to time travel to do that.
It's not
going to
happen.
No. So we're going to have to wait. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my first vagina, naked girl.
Oh. In person?
No.
Or this is in a magazine?
Yeah, magazine.
There weren't many vaginas in Playboy.
Well, it wasn't.
It was classy.
It wasn't Playboy.
Oh.
But I was in a Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be like, I don't know, 11 or probably 10, 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm walking over, you know, to the magazine section. And it was, I want to say it was, it was Penthouse. And I just kind of opened it up, and the first and only page that I went to was just a close-up of a vag. And it was this beat, this, like, purple-red, beaten, swollen, like, the page before, they were probably fucking, I don't know.
That's a lot for an 11-year-old to see unexpected.
Dude, it was, like, that image is still ingrained in my head. Like, what?
I can, you can remember that vagina.
That is, that. At 10 years old?
Like, at that point, did you even know there was a vagina, or did you just assume women had a dick?
Well, no, of course I knew that.
Which is weird, because now you like women who have dicks.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I just occasionally check out their porns. But, it, you know, there was a... But no, looking at it, it's not like I knew where the dick went or anything.
Yeah.
It was just this...
It just looks like
this alien-looking mouth.
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. It was horrible.
What do I put in here?
It was horrific.
Yeah.
And today they still are.
Did you ever have someone, did you ever have a woman send you an unexpected vagina picture?
I've had vag shots sent to me.
Of course.
But unexpected, I'm trying to think. I don't.
It is a shock if you're not ready.
I don't think I've had that, no.
You got to be real quick. Oh, all right. All right. I didn't know we were going
to. You had that?
Of course I have.
So there was, no, I mean unexpectedly.
Yeah, you just don't know what's going to happen.
So just
hanging out, watching some TV. Boom, vagina.
And you weren't texting beforehand, like right before?
No, I had it happen once. It was years ago. It was weird.
All right, now I need to know. What was your response?
Shock.
See, what I would do
is
immediately take my dick out, take a picture of that, and respond
and
with that.
And send it, of course. Of course.
Now, what did you do?
You know me. Uh-huh. I'm a very dry person, and I probably said something like along like, wow.
You didn't type the word O.
I don't know. I might have.
You did not.
It was a long time ago.
You did not type the word O.
I don't know.
With a period.
I don't remember. Oh. No, it was like an exclamation point, probably. Like, hello. Hi.
And where'd it go from there?
I don't know. Probably nowhere.
What do you mean you don't know?
Probably nowhere.
Dude, this is a...
I'm bad at this. I mentioned I'm bad at this,
right? No, but this memory has to be, like, you don't remember...
This was a long time ago.
You don't remember if it led to anything? Like, you guys didn't meet up and fuck?
Right? Oh, no. That didn't happen.
Oh.
That didn't happen. That mostly because that hints at a level of crazy.
Why?
Because there was no lead up.
I mean, I'm assuming you guys have fooled around before.
No.
Or, no?
We talked about stuff.
Talked about stuff.
But just like, boom.
So you talked like maybe going in the direction of like hooking up or whatever?
Yeah, something like that.
And then boom. Was that.
And it wasn't even like it wasn't like we were talking like 5 minutes ago.
That's what. Yeah,
we hadn't talked like all day,
right?
Or like in a couple of days or whatever.
But you didn't realize that was.
It's just like, oh, a text. Who's this? Oh, it's
you
a vagina.
You didn't realize that was a fuck me invitation.
No, I understood what it was. I'm not retarded. I just was taken aback.
No, yeah, I get it.
Much like you were when you opened your magazine,
right? But I was 10.
Yeah, I'm underdeveloped.
Wow,
that was. I don't know.
Same here.
But late 20s? 30? Something like that. First one I'd seen.
What?
What?
I know.
It was the second one.
You don't have to explain. Mm-hmm. I know.
Maybe third.
But yeah, no, the back to the magazine. So that was... I dove headfirst into, you know...
Porn?
Yeah, meaning like I didn't start out with like
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you the Sears catalog or whatever. Yeah. Like, that was my first, you know. Did you ever do the Sears catalog thing?
Yeah.
You jerk off to girls in bras?
I mean, yeah.
I think I did once or twice.
Weird, but you had to, you were young. You know what it was, though? When you were that young, you didn't really even need to see anything.
Yeah, right.
I mean, shit was just like, you just thought of something. You're like, all right, here we go. Like, it was...
Yeah, I would just think of, like, one of the hottest girls in high school.
Right.
And just imagine, that's
And that's all you needed.
Close your eyes.
Yeah, have no idea what I'd be doing.
45 seconds later, it's in a Wendy's napkin. Yeah.
That's where it ends up.
Yep.
And then you have to leave Wendy's.
You're forced to exit the drive-thru. Sir, there are customers behind you.
I am enjoying my meal, ma'am.
Just throw it against the window. It sticks. Bye. Thanks for the meal.
That's so gross.
But yeah, from there, I mean, you know, like I said, there was the lumberyard stack of Playboys. And
right,
then
right.
My friend across the street from we built a fort together, and then he took magazines from his dad and brought them down there.
Right,
so
yeah,
we would check
them
out in the fort. Right?
Of course.
It was that. So yeah, there was, I think, like, every guy our age has a Woods magazine store.
And it was always, but that's what I'm saying, like, it was a magazine. Like, it was...
Right.
Although I didn't know, I think my first magazine might have been Playboy, actually. I think like a friend's father like had a ton of Playboys.
Those were the ones my friend had before.
I think,
they're all Playboy.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you take the next step up and you're like, oh shit, that doesn't open.
Well, do you remember your first VHS?
Yes. It was actually a lesbian movie.
I wish I could remember the name of mine.
It was a playoff of 12 Angry Men.
Oh, it was a parody one.
Yeah, it was a parody one. I think it was like 7 Angry Women. It was like, I don't think it was even that original. They just couldn't get 12 actresses. They got 7. I was like, that's enough.
Now, is this... Now, I'm talking like my first VHS. This was before I found a friend that had a Discrambler that got the Spice Channel.
Yeah, this was like a friend's... I think a friend took it from his dad or something like that.
Right.
And gave it to me. I don't know, something like that.
I don't remember where...
Sold it to me.
I don't remember where it originated from, but I was hanging out at a friend's house with one other kid, and he brought it, and he had to get rid of it because he was afraid his parents would find it.
Dude, exactly. Same thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, we put
it on. I'll be that fall guy. I'll take that. Yeah, yeah.
So we put it on in my friend's place, and obviously we watched it. And then, you know, the time came for it's over. We got to get rid of this. I'm like, no, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Yeah, so I'll get rid of it.
So, like, his friend's mom drops me off, you know, at the end of my street.
Can I ask you? So, did you pack it, like, in, like, 15 shirts, like, all wrapped up and, like, hidden?
I remember this vividly. I was wearing a jacket, and I had it in the shoulder inside.
Like, they were
going to
pat you down.
Yeah, but it gets worse.
Oh, no.
As I'm walking to my house.
Please tell me it falls out.
I panic, and I throw it in the sewer. I fucking...
I remember the exact sewer, too.
Yeah, you know the one.
I know.
And it's right at the edge of the driveway. I was at the edge of the driveway, probably pretending to walk, like walking slowly while I'm trying to make up my mind whether to go through this or not, whether I bring this into my house.
But walking up to your old house, you could have like just hit it on the side of the house and got it later. You had so many options.
I know, but I wasn't, as a kid, I was not good at hiding things.
Oh, I wasn't either. I'm a terrible liar. Yeah.
I remember when I went to camp one summer, one of the counselors there was just, you know, some cool, you know, to me back then, he was cool.
Right.
Because I found a lighter, and it was one of those, remember those like,
the flip-open ones?
No, it wasn't a Zippo type. Oh. But it was a square, the Jeep type one. It was, I don't know. To me, back then especially, it was really cool.
It was a big deal, yeah.
You know, a lighter. And he caught me, but he let me have it. And I had it in my pocket, my front left pocket. Mm-hmm. I forget. And my mom picked me up, and he looked at me like, you know, fuck with me like he was going to tell my mom I had it, but he didn't say anything.
Yeah, fuck with me. Yeah.
But now I'm in my head thinking, did she pick up on that? So we get home.
And what's the worst thing that's going to happen, by the way? Like, give me the fucking light. Like, it's not...
Well, I got home.
Oh, God.
And maybe 20 seconds after walking through the door, my dad just goes, what do you got there in your pocket? Because I couldn't take my hand off it.
You just can't.
I was walking around. I didn't realize it, but I was walking around with my hand in my pocket, grabbing on as if that would be safe. Like, that would save it.
Yes.
When, of course, all I was doing was draw attention Like, I don't know if he thought I was playing with my prick or what, but he's like, what do you got there? What do you... And then, you know, my face went red. And yeah, he's just like, give me that. You know?
Yeah, it was nothing.
It was, yeah, it wasn't like a huge deal. It was just like, you know, you're eight, you fucking idiot. Not that he said that. I'm saying that was the attitude, you know, the obvious reaction you would get.
Right, yeah, just give me the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Just, I had a friend who was house sitting at like a neighbor's house, like just going to feed their fucking dogs and shit, and found some of their, like, stole a couple of their porns, and like the same thing, like, was like, you gotta hide these. It's like, all right.
But dude, to this day, I so regret throwing that VHS in the sewer because...
Hours of good times.
Maybe it's just like nostalgia, but it's one of the better porns I've ever seen.
Early in your...
Probably because it's the first one I've ever watched.
Yeah,
ever.
It was all new.
So, I mean, exciting. And that's why I said before, I fucking wish I could remember the name. I even Googled phrases years ago. You know, girl thrown in pool. I was trying to narrow down the title of this fucking thing. That was a scene.
Like somebody had a blog of like, a girl gets thrown in a pool in this porn.
You'd be surprised, dude. There are forums.
Yeah, I found.
Some are dedicated to like looking up porn.
Yeah, and
titles.
Finding. Yeah, probably for exactly that reason.
Yeah.
Because shit you had when you were a kid.
Exactly.
That's funny. I had the power go out once when it was in the VCR. That was fucking terrifying.
I was literally just speechless. Right then, just thinking.
Just, you know when you were a kid, that fear in your chest?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I guess I still get that today.
I'm
33.
Me and some friends were hanging out, and, you know, of course, like, no one was home, so we're like, oh, let's watch fucking porn. And the fucking power went out. And we're like, trying to, like force it out, couldn't get it out. I still remember we decided to walk to the store.
Wait, so now no parents are home, you're at a friend's, and you know they're coming back.
Eventually. And of course, like in my head, the first thing they're going to do is walk in the house and just walk directly to the VCR.
Of course, they're going to check it.
Because like that's what you do when you get home after a long day.
Right.
Like, I wonder what's in the VCR.
Right.
Yep. And so like that's like what we're thinking.
Right.
So I remember we like went to a store, like, you know, we just walked to a store to get something to eat or something. And the whole time, like, I'm just panicked, like in my head, like, oh my God, oh God, oh God. And then, like, you know, you get
back.
No, it's my place. Yeah, it's my place.
Oh, it was your place.
Yeah. And I remember, like, I got back and, like, you know, the power was back on and nobody had fucking touched the goddamn thing. Nobody cares.
Right.
So I just went over and was like, oh, yeah, let me get WrestleMania out of the VCR.
You named the fake name?
No, I didn't. I'm sure, like, I had my whole storyline set.
Of course
like,
you did.
Like, in my head
just
of, like,
case
exactly.
You're interrogated.
Yeah. There's Randy Savage fights Ultimate Warrior in it. It's a retirement match. I'm going to go watch it in my room now. Thanks.
But, yeah, and then... I acquired VHS and some magazines while I was looking through the basement.
Oh, well, you know, you're cleaning.
Yeah.
Being a good son.
Uh-huh. And that was my nickname. And, yep. And, and yes, I mean, that's where I've talked about Taboo, too.
Yep.
But I remember my first ever VHS, the first one since the sewer.
Right, the one you actually kept.
Yeah.
And formed your opinions and everything on.
Yeah, and I was downstairs in my house alone, but again, terrified. And you've been there in the old place. There's no, like, door.
Yeah.
There's just...
Yeah, if someone starts coming downstairs...
There's a lot of space.
Yeah.
And you got to notice if someone's going to come down.
Yeah.
But still, you...
Yeah, one ear is always... Yeah.
Right. Especially when you're trying to jerk off it.
Yeah, of course.
13 or whatever, when nothing comes out, whatever age that is, you just get that vibrating fucking orgasm that's totally different. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was... Why do you say that with shame?
Because you're chasing that dragon for your whole life.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to get back to that.
It'll never happen again.
No.
Obviously. But...
I got sad now.
But it was Dr. Hooters. That was...
Like Dr. Who?
Dr. Hooters.
I want to look it up.
And it was look it up. Dude,
did they time travel?
It was about, you know, I know it's hard to guess, but it was about a doctor.
Right, okay.
And he would only see women patients.
Of course.
And he, for some reason, would have to examine their breasts.
Yeah.
And you're never going to guess what that led to.
I'm going to guess he just checks their breasts and then let them go on their way.
No.
Weird.
I believe there was further checkups.
Oh.
Required.
Yeah. You know what's funny is that he was a doctor, and his last name was also what he liked to inspect.
It's very coincidental.
That's strange.
Isn't it?
Wow.
I know.
Weird.
Well, it worked out well for him.
It did. Yeah, good for him. When he had the business cards made up, he was like, oh, this is perfect. Oh, God.
But
thank God I wasn't Dr. Armpit. That
sucked. Now I got to look it up because there are actually some. Do you know, like, off the top of your head, or rather, if you. Wow, 1991, it came out.
Oh, you found that quick.
It's on IMDb.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Tracy Adams is what I was getting at. Would you recognize porn names?
I don't know. I might recognize names.
You don't know the name Tracy Adams?
I know that name. But, like, I don't remember names from back then. I don't know.
Ed Powers. He was in a lot of shit.
All porn guys have the same names.
Yeah. Wow. Heather Hart. T.T. Boy. That's the guy who played Dr. Hooters.
Oh.
Oh, no, was it? No, that was his assistant.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But.
You keep working, though. You can be a Dr. Hooters yourself one day. T.T.
I'm still trying to decide what I'm going to do when I grow up, so that's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on my list.
Yeah, one day. I don't know if I could go to medical school. Like, I think you get to work your way up to it. I don't think you can go in the first day and just be like, how do I just look at boobs?
Yeah, I think there's a lot involved in
when it comes to the medical degree. Official name, probably.
By the way, it has an IMDb rating of a 7.5.
Oh, that's very good. How many votes does it have?
10.
Okay. So it's your 10 and then... Mother votes.
Fuck, man. 1991.
Yeah. Wow, you were a young lad.
I was.
Well, you didn't see it the second it came out. You had to wait till it came out on VHS. Takes time.
Well, no, these were, I mean, I don't know. I think early 90s it was straight to VHS.
Yeah, I'm kidding. They didn't have movie theaters.
Well, they
did.
In the 70s and 80s, they did.
They had premieres, though, of porn.
No, they did. Did they really? In the 70s and 80s.
Well, that ruins my joke. All right.
Sorry.
That's fine.
But yeah, so, I don't know. And then you just, you know, acquire a collection from friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You trade. You ever trade the tapes?
Of course you trade stuff, yeah.
There's always that one fucking asshole that you don't get your
tape back from. No, I was smart. I had two VCRs. I made a copy.
God damn it.
And then you trade.
See, I ended up doing that down the road, but I had to learn the hard way first.
Yeah, no, yeah.
The amount of...
If only I'd known of the future, I would have saved them to put them digital. But I didn't think of the future.
Well... Luckily for both of us, Dan, others did have that foresight, and you can download, and I have all those classic...
Those classics?
Yeah.
It's from your childhood. That's right. Relive the anxiety attack, or you half jerk off and half look out the window to see if mom's car's coming up the driveway.
One earbud in to listen, one out to listen for footsteps.
You gotta make that decision of, can I come before she makes it up the driveway?
Oh, man. You just gave me some memories.
Memories.
Not just from Journal to Porn, but like having a girl over when I lived, you know, my old place.
Absolutely.
I remember that happening once. I was with my girlfriend in my bed, and we were just starting to fuck. And then my mom, and you know, where my room was, overlooked the driveway. And
Yeah,
my mom pulled in, and I had to make the decision. And I just went, I got to keep going. And luckily, I finished before the front door opened. Not my bedroom door.
I don't know if that's lucky, but not for her, definitely. Poor girl. But
I think it was her decision to keep going, actually.
Oh, okay.
If I remember correctly.
Very long, but all right.
Well, when you got to put a rush on it.
My,
You know, it's not that hard of a task.
I had one when I was young.
Young are we talking?
I had I was 17, 18, okay, whatever. I had a basement. I lived in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I had successfully snuck a girl down there, and
were you allowed to have girls over or just not sleep?
Probably wasn't supposed to.
You didn't
without
check.
Telling anyone.
Okay,
but whatever. I thought I was slick.
Like, but I mean, were there rules where you couldn't have a girl come over?
I don't know. It was never really spoken. My parents were like actually really like they were very lax. Like they didn't give a shit. But like for some reason in my head it was a big deal.
Right.
But they were just probably just like don't fucking do that. But yeah, I remember whatever was going on and at one point, my mom yells downstairs, Dan, dinner's ready. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's just like, oh, yeah, and she can come, too. And I was like, oh, okay, thank you.
Oh.
Just totally.
Don't tell me you both went to the dinner table.
It was so awkward. No, but the point is like.
No, I know.
The point is like, you think you're so brilliant when you're that age. And now we're
just with that one line, you were totally.
Oh, you're totally killed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're at that age where we're pretty much, we were saying this before the show, we're pretty much the ages that our parents were.
It's
like,
really
we're close to it.
Scary and depressing thought to think of how old we are. But yeah, you're right.
It's close to it. And now you're just like, dude, we would see right through that fucking stupid shit.
Yeah, because like lived it.
Yeah. You just hear a commotion on the stairs for no fucking reason, and then I'm down there for an hour. Like, it's like...
Right.
You know, and the same thing. Like you think you're going to walk into your house, and the first thing that's going to happen to your dad is going to be like, hey, what's in your sleeve? Like, just checking your...
Right.
Like, it's just that... that...
But that's the only reason I brought up the lighter story. That's why I decided to ditch the VHS.
Right.
Because of what happened with the lighter.
You remembered.
I'm like, he's going to spot it.
He's going to... Yeah.
And thinking back, it was like 8:30 at night. You know, who knows if he was, you know...
You could have probably just gone to your room real
exactly.
quick.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. I could have... Yeah.
I remember, man, I remember the first time my friend gave... No, not the first time. That was from school. The first time my friend gave me one at a sleepover. And, dude, I wrapped it in, like, 4 shirts and, like, put it in the bottom of my bag.
Like, so you had, like, a sleepover bag?
Yeah, like, I had gone over, like, to his house for, like,
spend the
night.
So you packed it as though, like, the TSA was going to check the fucking bag?
Dude, yeah, it was like a brick of cocaine to me. Like, it was all packed in there. Like, my mom was just, like, for the first time ever, never in history had it happened, but all of a sudden she was just going to be like, oh, I'm just going to check your whole fucking bag right now. Like you know, I was Nazi Germany, and she wanted to check my papers and shit. It was just fucking, goddamn, we were so dumb.
Yeah. All kids are.
Yeah, we are.
But now, these days... Now
we're smart.
If we had kids, we'd be looking at their Google history.
No, I wouldn't give a shit.
No, I'm just saying if we were trying to catch...
Yeah, I'd probably just be like...
I mean, parents
looking if they found anything good. No, that'd be more of my concern.
Now, let me rephrase. Parents in general, not specifically
us. Yeah. There's a reason we don't have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, most women can sense that.
And you also need the woman first.
You need a woman also who's going to stick around and deal with your shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or... let you deal with their shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most amazing things. The amount of girls that I'm not with when I've been totally cool and they're a little bit nutty.
Oh, yeah.
And I put up with it and they acknowledge that I put
that
up with
it.
They
put up with the nutty.
But then it's still no good.
Yeah.
And I wonder, and this always goes back to they're either used to and or prefer guys that kind of treat them like shit.
I don't know if it's even the treating like shit thing. I think it's more of like there's like a confidence or something like that. I don't know. I think it's just because like there's only so much of like.
So is it, am I being too nice? Is that is a thing,
I don't know,
right?
But too nice just sounds like, it sounds bad when you say too nice because it sounds
it's supposed to. That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. I just think that there's like it's like we don't put out that alpha male vibe. You know what I mean?
No, definitely
that
not.
If shit goes down, like I'm going to fuck shit up.
In my 20s, I used to do that, but that was just...
Yeah, no, I never did that. I was always fucking hardcore beta. I don't know. I just... I think it's because we don't put out that, like, hunter-gatherer protector shit. We're just like, you want to watch a movie?
I mean, it depends on the girl. Certain girls, I don't know if it's 50-50 or
but
what...
But I feel like it's like part of your like, intuition brain to, like... Because you're looking for someone who's,
what is part of it
supposed to like that? I don't think it's even a conscious decision
of the protection thing.
Yeah, I think it's just like
it's
just like in your ingrained from like when we were cavemen.
No, it is
that you want someone who can take care of you and whatever. And clearly, I ain't doing that. You know, I'll make some jokes, but I can do that as a friend, and that's you know.
No, but you could. Why would you say you couldn't take care of a girl?
I'm not going to get in many street fights.
I don't mean to get serious, but... No, well, don't date,
I don't think it's an conscious mindset. I think it's unconscious. Like, fucking our... You know, Rogan was talking about your lizard brain. Like
right.
Like, that kind of thing.
You're right. It is.
Yeah, I don't think it's a conscious thing.
Yeah. But I thought we were talking more about their view on that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I think I don't know if it's 50-50 is what I was saying.
By the way, isn't it fun that we have no idea what we're talking about?
Well, we're guys.
Yeah.
But...
At least we admit it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what percentage it is, but I know there are certain girls where that's a major turn-on if you put that out there. Like, you know, anybody looks at you, I'm going to fuck them up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm exaggerating.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I mean? But then there are others where it's a major turn-off. Violence.
And you don't know. Yeah. I remember I had a girl who was like, it turns me on so much when like a guy gets jealous. I'm like,
okay, she's crazy.
But then, you know, another, you know, it's almost like they're all different.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me not all girls are the same?
Yeah, I feel like
they're
maybe.
They're not all insane?
I think maybe Everyone
Are you sure about this?
Has their own personality and likes and dislikes.
No. You said everyone. We're talking about females.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
You're telling
me
some
I think they also, like guys, have their own personalities and likes and dislikes and things that they enjoy and don't enjoy.
Wait, you're telling me they're not just all indecisive, slightly crazy?
No. I think like guys, like those Art of the Hookup guys who say that there's like magic things you can do to, like, I think they're just full of horse shit. And you just got to meet someone who you click with on, like, a real...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how long I've been trying that?
Yeah, no, I've been trying too, man. I've been trying too.
Well, I don't want to get... Well, you know me, but people listening, I don't want to get the impression that I put that kind of shit out there. Like, you know, I'll be your, you know, someone...
No.
I don't do that. I don't...
You don't do
I don't
that, no.
play games. I don't... That's the other fucking thing. Every girl, whether it's a Tinder profile or them telling you personally, you know, fuck, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Shit.
I'm enthralled.
Hold on.
You got this.
You said hold on a live show.
Yeah. Do you want to play violin or something? Me too.
I have a harmonica in the closet.
Okay, I'll learn that and play it. Well, you think.
I'll just move on.
Your
fuck
fucking
it.
Idea.
I'll just fucking move on.
Oh, God, we have no idea what we're talking about. It sucks.
But at the same time...
But you think at 36 I'd have an idea.
No, we see, that's the thing. I think we kind of do. It's just that, in all seriousness, yeah, they're so different. I mean, one can be a certain way, and then the other... So going from one girl to the next...
Like guys.
Right.
It's the same thing.
I know,
they're just,
I was kidding.
They're
I know,
different.
I
but know. I'm saying, what I'm saying is men have built up this thing in their head, like there's a certain way to be
yeah.
for any woman.
Right. Oh, that's what I was going to say. They also, I don't want to play games. No games.
Yeah.
That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they do.
And they're also fluent in sarcasm.
That is also on every Tinder profile.
They like to hike. I like to stay active. I'm like left.
How many times have you seen or heard, and if you could make me laugh, you're in? Well,
dude,
apparently
you know
not.
You know
apparently not, because, and I've seen me make girls hysterical. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying.
No.
I've seen me.
I've seen. Have you seen you do
I've
that?
I've had visions of myself. Fucking Jesus, I'm a peyote right now. I've done that. And no, that is not all it takes.
No, not at
I'm
all.
Saying that's what they say.
I still look like me. Even if I'm making you laugh, I know. I have a mirror. No, you know how many times you've, like, because you're like me. You're so awkward starting a conversation.
If it's a girl I don't know, most of the time...
it's terrible.
I mean, are we talking approaching or on a first date?
No, I'm talking the first approach when you're trying to break... Especially, like, online when you have to, like, create something.
Oh, then, I'm
dude,
right on...
Dude, you know how many times I open with something that I think is funny? Because on my wavelength, it's funny. But then I'm not thinking along theirs of, like, 90% of what they get is guys just trying to fuck them. Like, here's my dick. Like, right.
But that's
so
why you
when
would
you
think
come across with a joke, you just come across as fucking insane.
But see, I would think they would view that as, oh, here's this guy isn't
sending
a message.
That's what we think is happening. But I think we're just coming
you know
across as nuts.
Yeah, go ahead.
Say it.
I would think it's the girl going, oh, this isn't one of the other 100 guys that said, oh, so you want to fuck. He's actually got something like witty to say. This is different.
But
I'm intrigued.
No, that's what I think we think is going to happen.
But
I don't think that's what happens. I think they're just like this.
No, not in my experience. Usually not.
I think they're just like, that's weird, and then they move on.
Yeah.
Because the supply and demand charts are way different for them.
I've just been...
Like, they can just go through and just...
There's certain occasions where you can work off of stuff in their profile.
That's what I try to do. Yeah.
But if there's nothing there...
I'm so bad.
I just go with the, hey, what are you up to?
Yeah, hey, what's up? How's it going?
And
what's
you know,
going on? You know. Hey. But that's another thing that's hard too, is because sometimes it's like, just say hi. It all starts with a hi. It's
yeah,
like, oh,
but no,
fun.
It doesn't.
But then another one, well,
don't bore me with just a hello.
Yeah, don't just. You need to grab my attention.
Yeah,
it's like
I
gotta write a fucking essay. Like, I don't know what to. But I try to lead with humor, and it never works.
This goes back to your odd theory that all girls are different.
Yeah, it's a theory I'm working on. It's like almost like. People are just people, and they have different things to them. It's you know
even the ones with vaginas,
even the vagina ones, yeah, even what? Them, yeah.
Goodness.
It's you know I'm working on it. I think it's something. I think
it's a good start to a thesis.
I think,
you know,
Yeah, I think I'll yeah.
You have a follow up maybe for us one day?
Oh man, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I got like one or two stories that I wish I could talk about on the air. Maybe a couple years from now.
When it's not even a statute of limitations, but there's a thing where yeah, it's
how
like,
do we explain it, please?
Because it's not a statute of limitations. It's just a thing where like you feel like enough time has passed where you can just tell it.
Where one,
because it's not a legality thing.
No, no. Here's what it comes down to. Yeah. It's one. In the future, this is, you know, whenever I decide to tell a story.
Right.
What's on my mind is, okay, by now there's no way she's listening. Okay. So I can't.
Yeah. Oh, she's long moved on. Yeah.
Right. So I can't one hurt her feelings or, and it's not even about that because I wouldn't. That's not the main goal, to attack her or anything, but you know.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a share an experience.
Right.
And unfortunately, there's someone involved in it, so you don't want to be a dick.
Exactly. And especially, like with another story, when there's other people
involved,
involved, and then it becomes.
And it's harder
like,
to keep it obscure then.
Right. Yeah. Because it really narrows it down. Yeah. So you don't want to have that. and then it's. I'm trying to think. I had a number two in my head, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, the main thing is it's when you're confident, all right. She's not listening, and it's not going to get back to her. And, you know. And when I tell these stories eventually, mm-hmm. I never use names, and I never... I mean, you can attest to that.
No, you never use names.
I never... I really don't... The purpose isn't to bash. It's really, if anything...
It's like, more to... In fact, 99% of the time, it's something you've done that's embarrassing.
I was going
to
say, for the most part, it's like...
The only reason the other person's even in this story is because they have to be... To explain.
For me to be the part of the joke.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, what most of this show is.
Yeah.
It's not anything new or something I care about. But I think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, telling embarrassing stories or, you know, stories where in the beginning I'm so fucking happy and it looks great. And
yeah.
It's looking like it's going to go awesome and smooth. And then what happens to fucking make me in an instant go...
Isn't that kind of fascinating how many times you'll have that hope and how many times it doesn't work out and yet still the next time you have that hope again?
Same elated like
I never get to that point in my head where I'm like, maybe you should just fucking watch a movie for a couple of weeks and chill the fuck out.
There are some girls like, you know, where in the beginning... When it's great, in the back of my head, I'll be going, you know, Joe, this is, I don't really talk to myself like a lunatic.
Yeah.
I don't, but I go like, I'm thinking, this is 90% not going to work. It's not going to end well, but you know what? Let's just enjoy it right now.
Oh, absolutely. I've had ones where I'm just like.
But is that stupid?
I'll look back and be like, no, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. But is that stupid?
No, it's not stupid.
To follow through and not go.
Because there's that chance.
That's what it is.
There's that chance.
It's that little glimmer of fucking
hope. You can't.
That even though you know it's not going to happen.
But you can't.
You can't know until you do it.
You can't throw that chance away.
Right.
Yeah. No. There's ones where like I've clicked so well with somebody and I'm like, there's no way this is getting fucked
up. Yeah.
And then something like either I do or they do or just outside. But like it's just something.
The majority of times it's not something either person did. It's just, I'll just say one of my most recent experiences.
Yeah.
She just changed her mind. Not because of one specific thing, not because of a lot of things added up. I mean, maybe a little added up, but nothing I did wrong.
Yeah.
But it just literally just changed. She's like, yeah, I was into it.
This day and age, a lot of people are talking to a couple people, you know?
That was actually one of the first things that came up. And this is a really complicated thing that again I can't get into now, but
right, statute,
down the right,
of course.
My statute of limitations.
Yeah,
but one of the things was so could we see other people?
Mm.
And the silence was my answer.
Yeah, that hurts because that means you've already picked someone out, and you're just asking me if that's cool.
And it tells me right away in my mind, I'm obviously not good enough.
Well, so yeah, that's where our minds go because we're depressive, anxious
and,
people.
And what do you call it?
Crazy?
No, neurotic.
We're neurotic. Yeah, no, we're definitely neurotic.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, that's the first place my mind goes to. Is, oh, I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I wasn't good enough. You found something much better.
So you gotta look for others, too. And so this can't be, yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get the same thing, man. It's,
So I'm not crazy for following through at that happy early stage, knowing 99% chance not gonna happen. Not only not gonna work out, but it's gonna end with me depressed, drinking alone on my couch.
That's how they all end.
Taking more prescription pills than I should.
Yes, that's how they all end. And I had one that was like, oh, it was like over a year ago. Like, I clicked with this girl. Like, you know, you just click. Dude, click. We talked. Like, we were, like, talking all day.
Dude, this is what...
Yada, yada. And then, dude, it was like, probably a week or so after we've been talking, whatever. We were going to meet up that Saturday, because the Saturday before, like, something was going on. We couldn't meet up. We're going to meet up the next weekend.
Right.
And... it's like Monday night. She's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna, you know, send me like a selfie, like, oh, that's cute. I'm going out for a little bit with my friends. I'm like, hey, have fun,
right?
You know, I'm like, well, you know, if you get home and you want to say hi, I'm like, I'm not gonna bother you while you're out hanging out, you know,
because
I'm a nice fucking, no, I'm an idiot.
Same thing, yeah.
So like the next day, you know, I send a text like, hey, I hope you're having a good day, and I didn't hear anything back.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next morning, it's like 2 days later, I'm like, this is the longest time we haven't spoken about it. And I said, like, hey, hope everything's all right. Da, da, da. And nothing. And so I go on, just like on a hunch, I go on. She'd friended me on Facebook. I go on there. And she's like, nowhere to be found. Like, I've been blocked.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I sent a text like, hey, man. Like, not hey, man. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what happened. You know, I thought things were going really well. Like, you know, if, and I'm an idiot too. I'm just like, hey, good luck with everything. I'm a fucking
I'd say the same.
Like, total
shit.
Fucking I beta. The,
I
like
wish
I
you
said.
The best.
Yeah,
I do,
wish you
I
the
do
best.
That too.
And I do too. Like, that's the worst part is I really do. Like, if I wasn't going to make you happy, go ahead.
Same here.
Yeah, and that's the worst part is that, like, I actually fucking mean it because I'm that sad. But,
you know what's worse is they probably don't give a fuck.
And then, well, that's the worst part. Then I sent the message and it didn't say delivered. Which meant that my number was blocked too.
Oh, like,
wow.
No.
Like, just cold. Oh. Like, cold blooded.
How long did you know this girl?
We only talked for a couple of weeks, like a week or so, but it's just like, but as I'm saying, like, that's why even when you start with all that hope, you still know in the back of your mind that there's a chance that it's just, they're going to find someone, which, whatever. Just, I had one recently. I was talking to this girl, this was a couple months ago. Really sweet. We were getting, you know, we went on a couple of dates. She's really nice. I really liked her a lot. And then she was just like, you know, flat out, like, I just can't do a relationship right now, whatever. But, and she's like, you know, I'm really sorry if I hurt you. I'm like, no. I'm like, you actually told me. Like, you actually said to me, like, right. Listen, I can't, whatever. That's fine. It sucks, but
right.
It wasn't like the just ghost flat out, like, and... disappearing. Yeah. It was like, you talked to me like an adult. Cool, man. Right. You know, if ever you change your mind, you got my number, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it's...
Now, I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Was there an option, and would you have taken it on the table, to remain friendly and, you know, maybe hook up sometimes?
No, I think the main thought was that we you know, well, I don't think hooking up was ever in the... You know, we liked each other and whatever, but it just wasn't... I don't know, maybe she found another better guy. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
I was willing to believe what she told me.
No, I get it. No. Yeah. Because I was in it. All right, let's just...
Hypothetically.
Let's just say... See how long these statute of limitations last. Let's just say I know the person.
All right, you know the person.
I know the girl, and I've known him for years and years.
All right.
And then we decide to do a thing.
Right, right.
That they know I've always wanted. And,
okay.
And, you know, we would hang out over the years and occasionally just hook up a little bit, nothing serious at all.
Yeah, things would happen here and there. Yeah.
Right. And then decide, you know what, maybe, you know, we should give it a try.
Yeah.
And then she changes her mind.
That sucks.
So if you were in that situation.
That would suck.
Oh, no, yeah. Absolutely. Beyond suck. Beyond
it
suck.
It sucks, but again.
And after she changed her mind, I have talked and actually seen her.
Oh, okay.
And was friendly. And
I mean, but you got to remember.
Because I don't hold anything against her. Because I know she didn't do anything malicious.
No, it's not on purpose. It's not, and that's the thing too. When you're younger, everything's personal. It's someone's trying to hurt you. It's
right.
Now that you're older, it's just things get complicated. They're not easy.
Right. But here's my question now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Would you continue the friendship
I mean, if you always had in the past, I'm not going to end a friendship over it. If you're friendly and
you're
friends. But
the friendship always came along with hooking up.
Oh, and that totally stopped?
Yeah, I mean...
Because maybe she just wanted to go back to that hook up friends thing.
Yeah, that we had that conversation and both agreed upon it.
But then
and then I saw her and then it wasn't that at all.
Because you had
because
got the
feelings. Because I didn't want to make... Yeah.
You got this, yeah.
Well, it was a combination of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to, force the hookup thing.
The issue,
If she didn't want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we both agreed on it.
Yeah, because then you look like... You don't want to come off looking like,
needy and like...
That's all I wanted and yeah.
Right.
I hear you. Yeah, that's tough. But that situation, man, I think you just got to play it by ear. Just be cool and hang out normal and if,
But see, you're in the sentence you just started in my head.
Play it normal.
No, but you said play normal, and in my head, I'm thinking and see where it goes. I already did that.
Yeah.
So now it's like,
she's decided she doesn't want that.
Right.
That's out.
Right.
So you just got to accept that's out.
Right. So now.
So all you got to do is decide if you can go back or nothing. That's your only choices.
Right. That's what I'm.
Yeah,
getting at.
She clearly doesn't want.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking if I even just remain friends, is it going to be painful every time?
It might be painful.
Yeah.
It might be painful because if you actually wanted more.
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah, it might hurt, man.
Oh, it does.
Dude, I mean, there's girls that I've liked a lot that it just didn't work or whatever. And, they ended up, and I just had to not see them on social media, just block them out and
sort of
keep them at arm's length.
Right,
because just seeing that it hurts, man.
Yeah, no,
I don't
it does.
See it I don't
it really
see
does.
It. Like I want you happy. I don't want to see it.
Yeah,
be happy.
Yeah, I want you happy, but I don't want to be depressed.
Yeah,
either,
I don't
want to.
I don't want to see how happy you are.
Right,
with definitely not me.
Right. You know what else is fun? Installing a new dating app and then seeing that girl on it.
Oh God, that's
fucking
like
2 days after.
That sucks. That means she didn't even have anyone. In mine, it was just definitely not you.
Exactly. It could be anyone else. Fucking literally anyone else but me. That's, yeah.
I had one like that recently where she actually contacted me.
Were you
me.
Friends before? You
no, no, no.
Okay.
She had contacted me. It was through a dating app. She had contacted me on it, which is like, what the fuck is that? And we, again, had, good, whatever. We were supposed to meet up a couple times. Something always came up. And then, she was really busy, so I'm just like, well, you're really busy, I'm not going to bother you, just hit me up when you're not busy. And then, a couple weeks went by, and I'm like, okay.
Now, after you sent that, did you try to reach out again?
No, because I was trying to be...
Yeah, but she could have been waiting. Oh, wait, understand what?
Because she said she had a lot going on,
All right.
And I thought it meant, family shit
whatever. I think that too. Yeah.
She said, sorry, I haven't said anything. There's a lot going on. I had to go take care of this. Someone was in the fucking hospital. I don't know. And so I was just like, all right, cool. I'm backing off. Mm-hmm. And then
by the way, in my mind, I would think that's all bullshit.
No, I was believing. There's a little thing in my head going as bullshit.
I'm not saying it was, but that's where my mind would immediately go.
And then there was nothing. And then I was just like, oh, okay, that's what happened. And then, you'd see her back online and be like, oh, okay, I see what happened here.
Oh, back on the dating site?
Yeah, and you're like, okay, I see. And then...
Right.
Yeah. Which is fine, whatever. Doesn't hurt. I don't drink about it.
And the other thing, when that came up, by the way, on her on the dating site.
Oh, yeah.
For a split second, I'm thinking, would it be funny
if I...
And it was the one app we were talking about before. Where she would know because they have to message first.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's a bad idea. It's a very bad idea. Because she's not going to think it's a joke. She's going to think that I'm serious and I want to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get the point the first time.
You did, but there's also a part of you where it's not a joke.
Oh, you're absolutely
right. There's also that little part.
Absolutely.
Where it's totally for realsies.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. I hear you, man. It just sucks. Like I said, we're just, it's... Everyone's got, I think, this idea, and when it doesn't match that idea, it's just, I don't know.
What do you mean by idea?
You want.
Oh.
And when it doesn't line up quite perfectly.
With what the other person wants?
Yeah, it's like, Right. Sometimes you give it that shot in the beginning, you're like, hey, things are good. And then it's just like, eh, fuck it, it's not.
Right.
And then.
Well, the thing with this was she pretty much told me vaguely what she wanted, but I couldn't be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, she would change her mind all the fucking time.
Right.
And then there was the last change, the big one.
The big change?
The big change.
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah.
The go fuck yourself change.
Yeah. Yeah. That's actually how that's what it was, really. It was we made plans, like half-assed plans, like, you know, hang out on a certain day.
We're
going to
hang out, yeah.
And I, you know, I texted her that day. I just simply said, because it had been what I was doing previous days in that giant period of a week that this happiness was.
Mm-hmm.
And I
A nice week of happiness.
Yeah.
Aww.
And so I just go, hey, so what time do you want me to come by? Whoa. Who said you were going to come by here? Did we make definite plans that we were going to... I thought we were going to... All this, like, totally not the girl I know. I'm like, what is this? What? And then...
Oh, so she was just waiting for a reason to turn it back
that's
on
how, yeah. yeah, so I just sucks. Go, okay, never mind. And she goes, okay, no, we need to talk. And I just go,
I hate that sentence.
No, I wrote, no, I get the point. I get it.
Let me save you the flowery speech.
But you still wanted to give it anyway, and I got it, and it was fucking demeaning.
Oh,
it
makes you feel like such a fucking asshole, dude.
But the fucking reason I still talk to her is I know it wasn't malicious.
Yeah.
It's just, whatever, she's a real honest person, and she's too honest sometimes.
And she took all the time to make the speech, you should listen to it.
Well, yeah, it was...
I remember I had a girl break up with me on the phone that we dated for like 3 years. And she broke up with me on the phone. Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, I don't want to interrupt you. Remind me to go back to this.
Okay.
It's a quick thing I had to add in just to add to my humility.
No, go add to your humility.
It wasn't even like that week, the way it started, wasn't even like, all right, we're going to start dating now after all this time. It was pretty much put out, this is a trial run.
That sucks too.
To
like
see
if
I'm
even...
good enough.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like her saying, like, let's see how, and I'll make up my mind. When she would have made up her mind, I have no idea.
But that's what sucks too, is because we should have the self-confidence to be like, fuck that shit.
That was my next thing I was going to say.
It's fuck that. Either give me a real shot or fuck off.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's a girl that I've had a crush on for over a fucking decade. So that's the only reason I went with it.
Yeah, of course.
Any other girl, I would have been like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you fuck off. Exactly.
But I'm sorry, I interrupted.
No. It was one of those things where she called and she had like a big, long speech. And I was really proud of myself because she finished her speech. And I was like, yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. And I was like super fucking proud of it because I knew she'd fucking worked on it for her and she sucked and I wanted to break up with her anyway.
That's great.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. Good luck. Bye.
And you just hung up after that?
Yeah, it's pretty much just
perfect.
Yeah, it was great. It was one of my proudest.
You want to take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break. It's been a fucking hour. Wow.
Alrighty. You want to play some Big J Okerson?
Yeah, it's a little Big J. Big J's going to talk about relationships with ladies, so that'll be good.
All right. We'll check out some Big J Okerson.
That worked out well.
You're listening to the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. Back in a few.
Bye.
For now, we'll be back, Dan.
Still good things in her. I wouldn't let this shit be happening, this friendship nonsense. I tell her that guys aren't your friends. They're always looking to fuck in some way. How long have you been friends for with this guy?
About a year.
A year. That's good patience, bro. You are hanging in there good. Do you know this Asian long hair guy, too? No, he's much more interesting, though, isn't he? Look at him. He's so weird. I bet he knows how to do two sword stuff, where he just spins it all around. Those crazy fan dances. Boom, bing, boom, boom. Boom, bing, bing. Lives in a house made of bamboo and tissue. Oh, please, no shoes. This guy's great. A year of friendship, that's cool. You think he's your friend. You believe that in your heart of hearts, that he's your friend. Yes. So if you were like, hey, we should totally fuck, he'd be like, no way, bud. What are you talking about, bro skiff? I don't even look at it like that, home slice. He'd say yes. Yeah, but he's like, that's, is that a friend, honestly? If he would fuck? Then I have no male friends. Yeah, you have no male friends. Exactly right. You said it. These are all guys waiting for you to cash in. We're not your friends. Young girls, you guys give all great excuses for how a guy is your friend, too. Those are my favorite. They'll be like, what do you mean he's not my friend? He helped me move apartments twice. I'm like, oh my God. That guy was so furious those nights after you didn't fuck him. He thought that was the day. And then he's lugging your shitty IKEA furniture up five flights while your gay friend's laughing at him. Ha ha. You wanna fuck her? She's not gonna. You need to jerk off with a sore back. Breaking up one pizza amongst 12 other shitheads that fucking think they're fucking her too. I've helped fucking chicks move before. I know that game. We're all getting laid. We're just fucking splitting a pizza 12 ways, 8 slices. This guy's not your friend. Hook up with him. Why not? What's wrong with him?
Not my type.
He's not your type? What does that mean? What's your type? Don't listen to this crowd. Crowds don't even know what the hell they're talking about. They're trying to bully you into fucking a guy you might not want to fuck. Oh, come on, he's not your type. Just suck his dick, whatever. You're 18, who cares? Live. Yeah, get her on the pinball machine. Let's take her to task. She's 18, you pieces of shit. Maybe she's not ready for that. Whew. Cut this friendship off, dude. And the sham. We just resolved the problem for you. You guys are never gonna, it's never gonna happen. Maybe tonight. You should fuck this guy tonight. Well, listen. You're a young girl. I'm not forcing you or telling you to do anything. I'm just saying you should. But I say that because that's the best wingman I could be to this guy. That's the best I can do. Do you understand? Because now he has a reason to bring it up to you later. And throw me under the bus, dude. I don't give a shit. I don't care if you use me. You could be like, remember that fat asshole said we should fuck tonight? That guy was obnoxious, if you ask me. You know, it would be funny, though, if we did. Because we could always be like, remember we went to that show, and the guy said the thing, and then we did it, and that was... We'll always have that thing. Maybe, dude. You never know, it might work. How great would that be? If not, just end this friendship. It's ridiculous. We're not your friends. I have young girls argue that all the time. It's the best kind of bush. You know the second best? Black girls. We'll be right back.
Back with the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. Welcome. Welcome back.
Welcome.
Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio. 845-228-8897 or on Skype. Cousin Joe Show, one word, if you want to call in with your
embarrassing tales.
Yeah, I was avoiding that word, but that's what it is.
It just
girl stories that just went wrong. Especially when they were looking so fucking bright, perfect. And it seemed to, like you said before, connect
beautifully. Worked.
And then it's just... it's that, dude, it's that feeling like when that... I told you about that text that I got.
Yeah.
When I was like, don't bother. You know, I got the message. But when I was reading that, what you sent, the feeling, it's like it comes up from your gut and then in your chest.
Shit feeling.
And your face gets beat red and hot. Mm-hmm. Not out of anger, just out of like...
You're pretty much on the edge of a panic attack for the most part.
That, and you feel, it's like a mixture of feeling like a total fucking idiot. It's like, this is what you saw coming, asshole.
Yeah, it's definitely part of you just going, yeah, no, you knew. You knew this was going to... You knew.
Right.
You know, you tried to enjoy it. That's cute, but no.
But, and then it's, you know, but this soon already?
Yeah,
this,
right?
And then just, I don't know how to describe it. I think maybe we just did describe it.
You described it pretty well.
But,
yeah.
I mean, if you're a guy, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, it sucks.
I mean, real quick, and then we'll get back to this. I don't remember an hour ago if I mentioned the reason we're playing STP Core Tracks. Tomorrow is 25 years to the day Stone Temple Pilots released their debut album, Core. And they are reissuing it in a deluxe fashion.
Guess who's buying it?
Oh, do you mean the super deluxe box for over $100?
That's what you're getting?
I got it.
Okay.
It's coming in the mail hopefully tomorrow.
Righty.
It's got 4 CDs.
Oh.
A DVD of 5.1 surround.
Mm-hmm.
The vinyl.
Of course.
So, and you know, demos, mm-hmm. live tracks,
mm-hmm.
all that shit. But yeah, 25 years ago that album came out. Tomorrow.
Old. Feeling old.
But that was one of the staple albums of...
It's nearly as old as that porn you were talking about.
Nearly, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, through the break, Dan and I were still talking about... I mean, because there's countless, endless stories. And there's... I mean, the story I told, I didn't even tell. I just barely gave some...
Like a shape.
Like vague cliff notes. Yeah. Like I it's one of those, like I said, I don't know, wait to really get into it.
Yeah. No,
but I mean, if you want to, like I said, during the break.
Oh man, dude, I had, the other thing we didn't touch, well, we kind of touched on a little bit, the hope thing and all that, but the other thing is the lengths you'll go when you think it's something.
Oh my God.
Like you'll do such dumb shit. Yeah.
Dan.
Yeah.
I was in a botanical garden.
Why?
Because her and I were driving around looking for a lake to go to, and I made a wrong turn and ended up in this
garden.
And she was excited to go see it. And the fact that I saw she was happy to go see it,
aww.
I went, all right, awesome, yeah.
You brought joy to
and
someone.
We went, and I actually had a good time because I was with her. I had a great time. But
it's so funny because I know exactly what you mean. Like, most guys are so fucking faggy. But, like, I know exactly. Yeah, she was happy. I don't give a fucking shit.
But, I mean, the point is, in a million years, would you ever think of...
You in a botanical garden?
No. Yeah, of thinking... No. Or of me telling you that I went to... Yeah.
No. I definitely wouldn't be like, yeah, man, what'd you just... We're going to a botanical garden. I wouldn't think of that. But if you're like, no, I really like
and
this girl...
And if these mics weren't on, and if it wasn't you I was talking to, I wouldn't tell that to people.
But it's what I'm saying, like... Like, you would, like, if you said to me, I'd be like, that's weird. But then if you're like, no, I really like this girl, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, that's cool.
But then, again, it goes back to what you started that with, which was, I had a great time because, I mean, at first, it was because, you know, I knew it would make her happy. But then just us, you know, oh, God, I'm sounding like a sappy faggot. Please don't give me nervous laughter. It made it worse.
No, no, it was just funny the way you said that. I was,
but you know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're saying.
All right, all right.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I had, like I said, I had one where it was I was in the city drinking with people, and it was like 5 a.m, and I had promised this girl that I really liked that I was going to help her move. And this is like 12 years ago, and I promised her I'd help her move.
Oh boy. You just gave me a...
And it's like 5 a.m. in the city, and...
Now, is you got to give me a little background. How long did you know this girl? What? Who? I mean, who was this?
I had a thing for her forever, for years.
Okay,
years.
So it's not some... I'm getting at it. Some girl you just met at...
No, I had a thing for her for years.
And you were friends.
And we were friends, but I liked her, you know, more.
Oh, so you had this similar
and
situation.
We'd hung out. Oh, dude, I've had this story plenty of times. Right, are you kidding me?
Okay, okay.
So... I get on a train. It was like, I think it was like train was like first train out of the city was like 5:50 a.m, and I'd been up all night.
Really, only one helping her move, just you?
It was like me and like I think it was like another friend or something like that.
Your friend or hers?
Hers.
Okay.
And I drove. You know, I took the train up, got in the car. You know, picked up like 3 Red Bulls. Like was pounding Red Bulls, exhausted. Get there, get to her place, help her load the truck. We get in, she gets in my car. Her, it's like a family member drove the truck. So, yeah. And we followed, we got there, unloaded everything, put everything, whatever. I was like, okay, bye. Got in the car. And like, I remember driving home, like doing the head nod, like just trying to stay awake, like just dying. And it's like, I did the whole thing though, because like, I liked her. So I'm like, well. Yeah. Like, I'm putting in, like, no, look, I'm looking.
Was she appreciative of?
Oh, she was very. No, it was nothing like that. But it was right, it was very, like, you know, like, it was me thinking, like, you know, oh, I'm doing a really nice thing. Like, you know, like, I'm making her day easier. I'm helping her. Like, you know, I don't know. You know how you have, like, in your head it makes sense?
Of what you're doing at the time?
Yeah, what you're doing at the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though, like, I literally am going on no sleep. You know, and
yeah, no, like, you're going out of your way and revolving your schedule around. Yeah.
And we, you know, whatever, the whole thing. And this was the one I've told the story on here before. This is the one where we were in the car.
Oh, this was the girl?
The same one. We're in the car.
Oh, no. See, I didn't know this part. I didn't know the backstory.
And so we're driving. Oh, no. We're driving home from somewhere. We'd gone out to, like, get something to eat or whatever. And
I'm sorry. How long after...
I think it was later that summer, like a...
No, I mean, between...
A couple of months later?
After helping move the car ride.
A couple months.
All right.
Something like that.
All right.
It was like a summer of...
And you were seeing each other during that time period?
Kind of seeing, hanging out, you know.
Hooking up,
kind of... Just kind of, yeah, you know.
Whatever. Okay. All right.
And I say, like, you know, somehow some kind of joke happened, whatever, and I just, like, was like, well, you know, I'm crazy about you, right? And she's just like, oh, I don't really feel that way, the same way. And I remember I told the story on the air, and Dutch was calling it. Was in.
Yeah, Dutch.
And I told the story, and I just hear in my earphones, because he wasn't here, he was calling it. I just hear my earphones like, dude, what were you thinking? Because I had a half an hour drive home in the car with her. Dude, you want to talk about an awkward fucking car ride? Holy shit.
God,
it was dumb.
I think I've told the story on that same show, but it was years ago, so.
It was a long time ago. Again. It was a long time ago.
It was actually another girl from high school that we never talked in high school, but on Facebook, you know, it was one of those, when I was drunk, I'd go, hey, I'll add friend. And we did.
We started
talking and we met up. And I think it was the second date that we were on. And it was, she lived by a lake. And we went out on a boat with her girlfriend and her girlfriend's boyfriend. And they all had bathing suits. I didn't know about it. I thought I was just going to see her.
Just hang
out. I didn't know
there
was going to be a double date thing. I didn't know. So, actually, no, this was the first date. That's right. And that's what made it so much worse. It was like, you don't get to know someone.
With other people there.
With other people around. Yeah. It was fucking, I mean, so right off the bat, I'm thrown off.
Yeah, and she's with her people. So, like, you
she's comfortable.
She's comfortable, and you have nothing to play off of. Yeah.
Right. So, the majority of the day was me and this guy in the boat and the two of them in the water. And he's talking about how much he loves George W. Bush. I'm dating the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just. Because Roger Waters came up. He was touring at the time.
Mm-hmm.
and he had a song out, and of course it was anti-Bush. So when I mentioned that, because we were talking about concerts, when I mentioned the Waters concert, he was talking about, well, you know, he's against Bush, and I'm just in the boat, just thinking, all right, there's no one, I could throw him overboard. Point is, I'm in this uncomfortable situation for like a fucking hour while I'm watching her and her girlfriend whisper to each other in the water.
On the little teehee.
And you know what it's about? It's the deciding, is this going to work with this guy over here? So then we go to a marina afterwards and we're talking and whatever. And again, from the start, it was just a bad situation. You don't do a fucking first date with, I mean, okay, maybe some double dates. I've never done one. Maybe they work sometimes, but...
not a first.
Not when, if one of the people, in this case me, doesn't know the other ones at all.
Yeah.
So it's just, I'm the outsider. So...
one of these things is not like the other.
So I had parked at her house, and she drove down to the marina. I get in the car, and she starts to, like, driving really fast, and music's on, and I'm in the passenger seat, and it's just dead silent for about 10 minutes. We got like a half hour drive.
Dude.
And after like 15 minutes, I forget my exact phrase, but I turned to her and I said something like, I'm not going to see you again after this, right? It was something like that, like where I'm half trying to be funny and I'm half serious. And she says, well, you don't have to make it awkward, and then proceeded to crank the radio even louder.
Ouch.
And drive faster.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's not fair, man. Fuck.
No, it's more than not fair. It's cunty.
That's fucking mean.
But you know what? To this day... we still talk on Facebook.
Do you
we're
really?
Civil. We're friendly. Yeah.
All right. Good for you, man. That's cool.
Not like we talk as friends. I mean, like, you know, I'll say happy birthday on our fucking timeline.
And she'll respond.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
But the point is, it's not like I hate her. It's just whatever. It is what it is. It happened. But still, I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's brutal.
Right?
Yeah. That's brutal.
But, like, thinking about it, and it goes with the other shit we've been talking about, I'm sure in her mind she didn't mean it to be malicious.
I don't know. That was a little malicious.
Okay, maybe it was. See, I got this bad habit of giving them the benefit of the doubt. I do that too often.
To turning up the volume and driving fast, like...
the second after she said, well, you don't have to make it awkward.
We can just sit in silence. You don't have to fucking risk our lives as well.
Dude.
Wow, man, that sucks.
So, yeah, it was not only confirming my, this is the last time, you know, I'll see you.
Mm-hmm.
It was also, stupid. No, shut up.
Yeah, we all know what's happening and not happening here.
Here comes Lady Gaga. Whatever the fuck she was listening to, some horse shit.
Here comes Lady Gaga.
But, oh, God, it was, fuck. God damn, that was a fucking... awkwardly brutal fucking ride, man.
So you had the same ride I did, just in reverse.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Actually, not really. It was pretty much the same ride, except different driver.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, I don't know if I... I didn't want to drive, like recklessly like a dick, but I was definitely like, I want to make this drive quick.
The sooner it's over, the better, yeah.
I want to go back. I remember, I went home. No, I stopped at the store. I got a 12... pack of something.
With her in the car?
No. After I dropped her off.
Oh.
Got a 12 pack of whatever.
See, I would have done it in front of her.
Went home and just, you know, like, just like,
do what I do on most nights.
Yeah, do what you do on most nights. I did like that one night and then fucking kept my normal sober depression.
Right.
Oh, man, I still remember that. I got a fucking 12 of Yingling.
Of course you do. And it's one we'll never forget.
No, you never forget. Do you ever wonder if you're that to another person, though?
Wow. You know what? Maybe one or two, but not to the extent, if you know what I mean.
Right.
In other words, like, it doesn't stand out, I don't think, as much for them. I think they move on and put that
like, that's great.
As a flash of a memory.
Right.
Much easier than we do. And much, you know what I mean?
Because I've never, like, blocked a number or like
I've only had to do that once.
Cut off with
the bunny bitch.
Oh,
that I've talked about.
I've heard those stories.
That, the statute of limitations is up on that one.
Yeah,
that,
no,
that,
you,
bunny that lady, we can talk about. But no, that was it. And that's because you know she's clinically insane.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, you should probably back away from that situation.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Libels.
Opinion.
My opinion. But yeah, I had a. But then, of course, when the Verizon 90-day block ran out and contact was open, what did I do?
See, that's
engaged.
One of the great things about the iPhone is you can just block a number.
Forever?
Forever. Right, right to the phone.
Well, right. No, you know what? My Android can do it, too.
Oh, well, then there you go.
But, yeah.
But I feel like you're following that up with something.
I know. I'm just trying to think why I went through Verizon instead of... No, you know why? Because if I do it through Android and I block the number, when she tries to call or text, it'll go through. And she'll think I'm ignoring her. When I block through Verizon,
it'll
say,
totally.
Like, you're the caller, you're trying to reach, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And that
right.
way it's like, a fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, and now she's dating a cop. Last time I checked, I haven't kept up.
You've told me that story,
which is so ironic because you would think of all types of people that feel out and, you know, gauge other people.
Yeah.
That a cop wouldn't see this coming.
He'd see that right away.
And fucking bail immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, you know, just like every other profession, not, you know, there's always the few that.
Or it just could be that in his mind, crazy balances, it's fine, whatever.
You mean like the crazy to hot ratio?
Yeah, maybe like for him it was like, that's all right, whatever.
Yeah, but it's not.
No, I've heard your stories, I know.
Okay, okay.
I've heard of this.
Yeah. Fucking, I didn't tell you this,
mm-hmm.
but fuck it, we're talking about it, so I'll tell you on the air. Not that it's a big revelation, but.
Yeah.
She did reach out, like, I don't know, 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe 2.5 months ago. And it was the first time where, you know, she asked to hang out and I said no. And it felt amazing.
Did it?
Oh. Because you know how many fucking circles and cycles I did.
Of that? Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. And
how many times you dropped whatever else you had going on. Right. Yeah, dude, I know.
And
I've been
after
there.
All the shitty things she did to me, yeah. I would say yes to the, you know, 6 to 8 month period of no talking, and I'd forget.
Right.
Or suppress the bad shit.
And then they'd pop
and
back
try again,
up.
And mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, but this time when I said no,
mm-hmm.
I could tell by the reaction, because she's the kind of girl, no one says no to her. She's not used to that.
Oh, so it didn't go over well.
And that's why I haven't heard from her since. So that's why. She's not blocked. All I had to do.
I should have
figured this out earlier.
Mm-hmm.
All I had to do was be honest and go, you know what? After all, I'm just not interested after all this. I got nothing.
Because it just gets to that point of entry where you're like, wait a minute. Like, what am I going through all this shit for?
Yeah.
Like, eh.
Especially when I know where it's going to end up.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, that's a story, an instance of a completely. Psychotic girl. That's not
bunny bitch.
It's not what we were talking about before, but yeah. Well, do you want to explain why where that nickname comes from, Dan? You seem to enjoy it, judging by your hysterical laughter right now.
So Joe,
by all means,
Joe was kind of talking to this girl. You guys were both talking like it was a relationship type of thing, right?
That it was like I said, a cycle
uh-huh.
where it would start out, and every time it started out, it would look like that, and mm-hmm. both be into it and extremely attracted to each other.
Right.
And I'm not delusional. I know it was right. two-sided. It wasn't just me.
So Joe decides to be a little sweetum, a little sweetheart.
And I just got to preface this with, she told me the address of her job and it said at one time, why don't you come visit me? How come you haven't come? When are you going
to,
right?
Yeah, come visit me at my job, yeah.
Right. So,
Joe decided... To do just that.
How many Easters ago? Was this two or three?
Had to be three.
Had to be
two or three, yeah.
I can't.
And so it's Easter, so Joe decides to
go
over.
Right before, not the day of.
Before Easter. With a giant bunny.
I stopped at maybe four different fucking stores on the way to get the biggest bunny I could find. A
big old giant bunny.
And walked into her place of work to give her said bunny.
I got to the
reception. As she had hinted several times in the past, you should visit me at work. Yada, yada.
I see the receptionist. She goes and well, if you remember, go ahead.
From what I recall, she got...
She stormed bunny. Down
yeah, she came,
to the door.
Came over to you and very angrily told you never to...
She immediately grabbed my arm and pulled me outside.
Oh, yes, to scold you. Yes, I'm sorry.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
About never
showing... And told you never to show up to her job again.
You can't show up at my... Yeah. And this is on, you know, like a main street where there's like families walking around.
So you're standing there holding a giant bunny while she's yelling at you?
And she took it.
Oh, she took the bunny?
Yeah.
Oh, she still wanted the bunny.
And
she just didn't want to deal with you.
And you know, I think the most insane, fucked up part of this whole story is I talked to and saw her after that.
Yeah, that
for like, what, another year? On and off?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you just said that you had spoken to her a couple of months ago, most recently, so nearly 3 years.
Yeah, but the last time we actually tried
mm-hmm.
was... I want to say last October, so about a year ago.
Right.
And then between that time and now, I don't know, fuck, maybe. I think we tried again. It's just one of many, man. It's just, it takes its fucking toll, I got to tell you.
It does.
You know, on your outlook of future dating, it does. Just fucking...
Because you get to the point where it's just like, you, first off, 90% of the time, you're not even going to get the first conversation, especially with the online shit.
Oh, like with Tinder or whatever?
Yeah, well, not even that, but like even any of the online shit. Like, you're not even going to get the first, like, you know, hey, how's it going? And it doesn't even go anywhere from
there. Oh, right.
Yeah, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the ones that do, if there's anything good to it, you just doubt it. Because you're like, well, there's clearly, you know, this is going to be bad.
Right.
This is gonna be. I was watching Marc Maron's new special
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
I want to watch it. I haven't seen it yet. Is it good? Because the one before that, I wasn't that into.
Well, he goes. I like this one a lot. He talks about. He goes. I got home. You know, I got home one day, and there was this little tiny 2-month-old kitten on my front step. Like it just was there, and everyone goes, "Aw," and he goes, "Yeah, that's the correct normal response." He goes, "My first response is, oh, I gotta fucking love this thing now." And I gave him a big laugh, and he just goes, yeah, coincidentally, that's how all my relationships start. And it's like a great fucking line, because it's like, it's that thing, like, it's like great, like, oh, like, now, like, how's this gonna fucking hurt me, you know what I mean? Like,
right,
because if it's bad, it's like, great, now it's bad. But if it's good, it's like, great, now this is gonna suck, because I'm gonna get into this. And then something's going to inevitably happen.
Yeah.
And then fucking I'm right back here again.
Yep. I know.
We did a positive show tonight.
Yeah, we did. I was going to say, we got to wrap up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
There's been some laughs.
We've had some laughs. I didn't expect to have an entire...
I didn't either, but fuck it. We go where...
We go where the conversation where goes, yeah. But yeah, man, it was... Oh, shit. Just think back to like all the times you had hope and you're like, oh yeah, this is
it's fucking brutal, man.
Yeah,
it is. Really is.
It is. But maybe there's something wrong with us.
There's not.
Can't be that.
There's not.
No, we're pretty perfect.
Because we're both. Oh god, I wish some mics were turned off right now.
And we're such cuties.
We're both good guys.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's part of our fucking problem.
What?
Is some of these? Most of
these joking.
Girls, most of these girls. No, really,
I thought
though.
We were being
most
like.
No, I'm being serious. Most of these girls are not used to guys that aren't just trying to fuck them right off the bat. No, it is.
Okay.
For the most part, for a majority of them anyway, they're used to guys that want to fuck them off the right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
For one, and of course they say they don't want that. But
first off,
but then they're confused when they don't get that.
First off, of course I want to, but I'm just polite.
That's what I'm saying. And
I keep
not
it to myself.
To politeness.
I keep it to myself.
Not used to fucking.
I'm still 100%.
Dan, do you know the amount of fucking times I've opened a car door and the girl looked at me like, "What are you,
you're
retarded?
A fucking
what
idiot.
Do you think? My arms are paralyzed, you fucking asshole." Like, I mean, you know. But then there are, of course, the other ones that like look like, "Oh wow, thanks." You know what I mean? Like, but again, it's a toss up. It's just.
I think basically what we learned is all you can do is just. fucking be you.
Keep trying and make new funny, embarrassing stories.
Plenty of embarrassing stories for us to revisit, and then we just keep talking about them. And then one day you'll find someone special, and you'll have a thing with them. And then, like, in 6 months, you'll be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Mm-hmm.
I was single, and I could drink here all night, and no one yelled at me. And, yeah.
We just summed up relationships.
Basically, what I'm saying all is right. We will never, ever be happy. So
yeah, no, there's never any help.
I don't know why.
Don't have any.
We're going to find a way to be miserable, no matter how happy you try to make me.
We don't have to find it. It's there.
Yeah.
So just accept it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most uplifting show we've ever done.
If you would like to buy our self-help books on Amazon.
I Don't Even Fucking Know Anymore by Dan DiMarino.
Don't worry, you're doomed. Coming out soon. All right, we got to wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
This has been fun, even though it's been like...
just one long... meandering, depressing conversation.
You know, I mean, partly depressing, but I mean, definitely funny and entertaining.
Yeah, we had our moments.
If you ask me.
I laughed.
I did a lot.
Most of it was embarrassed laughter, but you know,
that's
a laugh.
That's like some of my favorite laughs are embarrassment laughter.
Oh, good.
So, Dan, I hope to have you back very shortly.
Yeah, we should do this again sometime.
Absolutely. I won't do that. I've said it before, but I'll say it again to the listeners. For the weeks that I take off, it's absolutely not Dan's fault. He's got work. I get it, but it's because I don't want to do a subpar show, and these are my favorite shows when Dan is on.
Oh, you sweetie. Now we're just going to date.
And if I if I can't have Dan on, I might get, you know, someone great like Conti or...
yeah, I love Conti.
You know, but if there's not a show, that means I can't find someone like that, and I don't want to put out a shitty show with whatever. But next week... we most likely have Heather Candela joining us, and possibly Jody Lee, and possibly someone else.
Oh.
We shall see.
Oh.
But stay tuned. There is a show planned for next
week.
Are there
many mics?
Thanks for listening, guys. We will. Anything to plug, babes?
I'll be at Characters tomorrow night in Sloatsburg.
Oh, that's right. The end of the month. I'm going to try to make that.
Yep. Headlined by Andy McDermott, who I absolutely love. And it's going to be Scott Brennan's on the show, Ryan Dalton, and John Goldpaw hosting. So, yeah, we'll be out there. Come on out. It's 8:30.
Slaughter stand-up at Characters in Sloatsburg.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Oh, cool.
I will. I got nothing going on.
Hugs and kisses. Yeah,
as you just heard for the past 2 hours, I got nothing going on.
Mm.
All right. Have a good night, guys. Thanks
later,
for listening.
Bye.
days. How could I get so close to you and still feel so far away? I hear a voice come on the wind saying you and I will be again. I don't know how, I don't know when, but you and I